Later on today, we are going to get an update from Adrian Dix and Dr. Bonnie Henry about gyms and a bunch of other businesses too, bars, nightclubs, that type of thing. But gyms are the big one mm-hmm. that lots of people are concerned about, thinking about. We've spoken to tons of people in the fitness community just about the effect of COVID-19 and even more so the government closures of these gyms and the effect on our community here in Surrey. So joining us on the phone this morning is Samantha and Anthony Agtarab. They started this petition called Show Us the Data or Let Gyms in BC Open. We're going to get a link to that petition up on our website if you want to take a look at it. There's tons of information there and also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Pulse1077. And they are on the phone with us now.
So you guys started this this petition, Show Us the Data or Let Gyms in BC Open. Talk about what prompted you to start this.
What started this was the government issuing a close order 2 days before Christmas without any data. So when I had an opportunity to ask Adrian Dix a question on CBC, I asked that question. I said, what data do you have that proves that gyms are a major source of COVID cases when compared to other settings that have been allowed to open? He just said that there is 22 months of contact tracing, and that was it. However, there has been many cases across many settings of throughout the last 2 years, and he didn't specifically say that it was coming from gyms. So the problem that we have with that is that data is not anywhere to be found. Like, it's not like found like as in other provinces, right? So we're asking for them to show us this data because this is our right as the public to be able to, you know, see this, right? And then we can make decisions ourselves because they're not doing that.
We just feel the government has had a distinct lack of transparency in handling these situations, and we want to see more transparent governance and more financial support for gyms as well.
Certainly.
Or affected businesses.
Yeah, we both have spoken with lots of gym and fitness business owners, and in every case, they have told us things like no one has come by to investigate or to check things like cleanliness, which are real points of pride for most of these gym and fitness center owners.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a workspace inspection when we reopened at the end of June 2020. So, like, Fraser Health closed all the gyms in the Fraser Health region from April 14th to May 14th, 2020, and we made a lot of noise about that as well. And we had a workspace inspection in June 2020. So we were, and it was fine. Like, all our COVID procedures, she checked off, and they were fine. So, but we're the only case of that. We've never heard of another gym having a workspace inspection. And that, again, was back in June 2020.
Yeah, and then on top of that, we have zero transmission, cases in our gym for 2 years. And there's a number of gym owners that we've organized throughout this last gym closure, and they too have had zero cases of transmission over the course of their 2 year, operation in this pandemic. And so, like, it just doesn't add up in any way. So we want them to show us the data, and then if they're going to close us, then they have to compensate us fully, 100%.
Well,
right,
yeah.
Now they've just created these minuscule grants that don't even pay rent in this Lower Mainland. So it's unacceptable.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was kind of my next question, was the financial impact of this. And we've also talked a lot about these so-called, grants and that they say they're here to help you guys. But does this help at all?
No, not even close. Like, not even close. Like, it's
a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, and the fact that there's these ranges that, if you have 1 to 4 employees, you get 2,000. 5 to 99 employees, you get 5,000. And then anything greater than 99 employees, you get 10,000 thing. Like, we talk about small businesses here. There's not a gym that I know that has 99.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, other than the giant big guys, right? So,
and it's literally the same. So if you have 6 employees and 98 employees, it's the same.
Right. That's right. And where does that logic come from, right?
Wow.
Totally.
They need to fully compensate each individual business by creating some sort of policy where we would have to, submit our revenue and our expenses for, let's say, the month of November. And then that should have kicked in immediately, the start of that of their close order.
Sure.
Because then business owners don't have to like freak out over the 2 days before Christmas going, am I going to be able to open in January?
Right. Now, one of the things you guys that people keep talking about as it relates to gyms and fitness centers is the mental health impact on the community from having these places closed. So, okay, let's... And we agree that these places aren't sources of transmission, but let's say they were. Talk about, let's just leave that aside. Talk about the effect on the community and mental health by having these places closed.
Well, especially when people are working from home, and if they live alone, they're sometimes coming to the gym for that 1 hour is the only time where they may see other people in person, right? So we have clients like that, and it's like they're 1 hour a day with social time. Like, we can debate the mental health impact of this, but at the end of the day, we know that our community is a positive place for many people just to express their to get physically fit and also to have some interactions together, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what are you guys kind of expecting from today's announcement? I know this is going to be a big one. Are you staying optimistic?
No. it just doesn't make any... Like, there's a pattern here, right? So, like, they go issue some order, and then that order typically extends for 2 more weeks without any sufficient data to back that up.
And warning. No warning. Like, that's the other thing. Like, they just... Yesterday extended the order. If you look at the text, it says there's no end to the order, but they do this all the time. Like, you have one job to communicate clearly to the public, and like, in my opinion, the government is completely failing, and they look terribly unprepared.
Like, yeah.
You knew this order was ending when you implemented it 4 weeks ago, and you wait for the 11th hour to tell people like, oh, we'll update you tomorrow, but right now we're extending this order indefinitely. And we didn't tell anyone, and really just have a reporter discover that, and then everybody else discover it as well.
Yeah, we just found out like on social media, which is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and going back to your question about like, what do we think is going to happen? Are we optimistic? Are they going to open us? Who knows? Like, it really doesn't, you know, we don't have any clue because there's no data that suggests that their closed order actually worked. Right? Because they're not actually doing any sort of they're not doing contact tracing, and they're not doing any testing, and all the numbers seem to be like just kind of picked out of the air. So like, they can either say, hey, our mandates worked, and look at us, we're doing awesome, so we're going to close it longer, and or not, and we're going to allow you guys to open. So we just are prepared for either. That's it. We just have to prepare for just the worst case scenario, and then be surprised if there was like a best case.
And it absolutely blows my mind, like just sitting here listening to you guys talk about this, because it's the lack of warning. And I can't believe that you two are sitting there not knowing this is your future, this is your life.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for this announcement, and you've been told nothing, you don't know, you're going to hear just like the rest of the public is going to hear. You're owed so much more than this. And I'm so frustrated for you on your behalf.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Keep it. Yeah. Yeah. We sure will. It's Samantha and Anthony Agtarap. They are with Engineered Bodies Strength and Conditioning, and they started the online petition, Show Us the Data or Let Gyms in BC Open. Over 50,000 signatures. Congratulations on that, guys, but know that we're pulling for you here, and thank you for all the work that you're doing.